This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, President Obama travels to a pair of states that led people to ask in 2008 if he was shifting the electoral map. His purpose is promoting a jobs plan, but it will be hard to separate that message from the political geography.
3 years ago, the president won North Carolina and Virginia. In both states, Democrats had slowly and painstakingly spent years making themselves more competitive. Since then, Republicans have gained back a lot of ground.
And the president will face a challenge to preserve those states for his side again in 2012. Julie Rose reports from member station WFAE in Charlotte.
14,177 votes out of more than 4.3 million votes cast. 0.3%. That's how little candidate Obama had to spare in 2008 in the Tar Heel State, which hadn't gone for a Democrat for president.
Since 1976, when Jimmy Carter won as a nearby Southerner.
Eric Heberle teaches political science at UNC Charlotte, and he adds that President Obama's hold on North Carolina is tenuous at best.
The challenge is that when you only won by 14,000 votes to begin with, you really have no margin for error. You lose any percentage of independent voters, you're now on the danger zone.
In one recent North Carolina poll, the incumbent was clearly in that zone. Barely a third of independent North Carolina voters approve of the job he's doing. The problem for Mr. Obama in North Carolina is the problem he faces everywhere. Unemployment here is 10.4%, and businesses, large and small, are struggling. Alex Rankin runs a small engineering and surveying firm in Concord, North Carolina. He stood late last week at a new construction site, a rarity these days.
It's not a huge contract, but it certainly has come at a time that we were happy to have some additional work to do.
What's it been like the last few years for your business?
It's been a slog. I mean, the rest of the economy went into a recession. Construction went into a depression. We've gone from 75 folks to about 20 folks, and that's typical for a lot of firms in our profession.
Rankin says the stimulus package brought some indirect business, but overall, things have not improved for his firm since 2008 when he voted for candidate Obama. Cabarrus County, where Concord is located and Rankin lives, did not go for Mr. Obama in 2008. But the contest was much closer than usual. Smaller margins for the GOP in conservative rural counties were a key to Mr. Obama's winning North Carolina. And now those rural counties are trending away from him. Rankin says he'll give Mr. Obama another chance, but that's not the vibe John Cox picks up in a room of local business people. Cox is president of the Cabarrus Regional Chamber of Commerce.
You know, if you're IMELT, the guy that runs General Electric, seems that President Obama would be the right guy. If you're Warren Buffett, I think the president's the right guy. But if you're, and you begin to look at the folks on the other side of the equation, he's not the right guy.
President Obama will try to alter that perception as he tours North Carolina today, touting his job creation plan. This is not a state where a strong union presence can mobilize potential supporters, so he'll have to rely all the more heavily on the young voters and African Americans who tipped the scales for him in 2008.
What you want? Pepperoni and sweet tea combo.
Lunchtime in the Student Union Building at historically black Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte. In 2008, the campus was alive with first-time voters wearing Obama campaign buttons. Students nowadays have other things on their mind.
A lot of people saying they're not voting at all.
Deborah Garlington is a 20-year-old junior in graphic design.
I guess they're afraid that Obama didn't follow what he said he was going to do. That bothers a lot of people because they put their faith in him, and I guess they feel let down.
So are you going to campaign for him?
No.
She'll still vote for Mr. Obama, she says, but she doesn't have time to work on his campaign. She's too busy worrying about school and whether she'll be able to find a job when she graduates. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in North Carolina.